White, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, November 21, 1902. My dear son, Willie, we had a very pleasant visit with Edson. He seems to be trying his best to understand the part that he should act and to do that which he knows is for the advancement of the cause of God. Not all who are connected with the work of God have a right understanding. There are those who need to walk humbly with God and to secure the precious light that is of so much consequence to themselves and to others. The Lord will work if all will look to Him as their leader. Let no one suppose that the Lord has fitted one man, or two men, or five men, to do all the work that needs to be done. One thing is certain: God's workers must come into right relation with the source of their strength. They are in danger of receiving their light secondhand. The Lord Jesus can guide His people into safe paths. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Psalm 19, verse 7, 8. Christ declares, "I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me." John 12, verse 32. This is what He designs to accomplish for all who make Him their guide and teacher. He is the center and the source of all spiritual life. Why will not man surrender his supposed wisdom and come to the cross erected for the saving of the world? The members of the Church of God are to be under the control of the One who took human nature and lived on this earth, that He might understand the temptations wherewith man is tempted and give him power to overcome. In His divine wisdom, Christ has arranged a plan for the recovery of human beings from the thraldom of sin. The Church is to be subordinate to the one central power. The members are to work under the direction of the One who humiliated Himself to man's estate and bore the trials and temptations that come to human beings. God demands a devotion far in advance of the present showing. He calls upon all who claim to be His disciples to lean upon Him, to look to Him for wisdom. They are to gain their efficiency and power from Him. The talents that He has entrusted to them are to be under the control of one holy power. The earthly is to blend with the heavenly. Christ calls for unreserved consecration. What is needed now is entire surrender to God. When man's will is given up to the will of God, the earth will be filled with the glory of God, as the waters cover the sea. As workers, we are to blend in Christ. There is to be less individual assertion and more of Christ's love. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Psalm 62, verse 5-12. I wish to say much more, but cannot now. Let every heart be softened. Then minds will be prepared to weigh all matters with wise and judicious judgment. Yesterday I rode out about 9 miles. Emma and Sarah accompanied me. This ride did me good. I wish to say, W. C. White, that unless you have clear light, that you should spend some time in visiting the places that, before leaving here, you propose to visit. I should be glad to have you return home, where we could talk over many matters in regard to future work. If you feel it your duty to go, I will not say anything to hinder you. But if nothing special calls you elsewhere, then come home. I want to prepare more books. I greatly desire to stand in my lot and place. If you attend the next general conference, will not this take about as much time as you should spend away from home? This is all that I feel it my duty to say at the present time. I hear but little from Marion. I have not written to her. I feel as if what we do for the people must be done soon. Night after night, I have been up at 12 and 1 o'clock. The prayer of my burdened heart is, Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. Psalm 61, verse 1 to 3. Yes, my trust is in the Lord. I will not fear. I have heard nothing in regard to the meetings that you are attending in Battle Creek, excepting that sometimes, in the visions of the night, it seems as if I were with you. And then I always feel that we need to put our trust much more in God and much less in man. Edson left this place last Tuesday. He is returning south by way of Battle Creek. I do not suppose that you will see him before about next Monday. I have evidence that Edson is trying to do right. We had good praying seasons together. The Lord drew nigh by His Holy Spirit. I never desired more than now to be wholly the Lord's, for I believe fully that we shall not have to wait long before the Lord will come from heaven to vindicate His authority and the laws of His kingdom. I saw Mabel this morning. She says that she is doing well. May has had a severe cold, but is now much better. A few days ago, while Edson was here, May and the three youngest children took dinner with us. I will close this letter now. I have another one almost finished, and I will add a little more to it after the Sabbath if I can. I should be pleased to see you, but I want you always to follow your leader, Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless His people in council is my daily prayer. In love. Postscript. Do you not think it is best for you to come home without going on to visit the East and other places? However, if you see your way clear to go, then go. And I will not be tried over the matter, for I know that the Lord lives and reigns.